Well, good afternoon and welcome everyone. I'm your moderator for today's session, Trevor Page. Welcome also to our TV viewers on Shore TV. We'd like to acknowledge them together with our partners, the University of Lethbridge, and Shore TV, together with the Lethbridge Herald, bring our debates into thousands of homes throughout southern Alberta. So we're very pleased about that partnership. The cost of attending today's session is $8, whether you eat or not. So please put your $8 in the little baskets on the table in front of you. And our format, even though we're upstairs today, is the same as usual. A 25-minute presentation, followed by lunch for 30 minutes, and then a 30-minute question and answer session. Our topic today is controversial. Education property taxes, should they be eliminated or maintained? City Council believes the tax should be eliminated. It adopted this position at a public meeting last year, although no prior public consultation had taken place. City Council has now passed a resolution urging the Alberta Urban Municipalities Association to pressure the Alberta government to scrap the tax. But not everyone believes that this tax should be eliminated. School boards emphasize that education needs a stable source of funding. They also believe that local education, local taxation, fosters local accountability, which in turn affects the quality of our education systems. Our speaker today is Chris Spearman. Chris and his family have lived in Lethbridge for 25 years. He served for 13 years on the Catholic School Board, first with Lethbridge Catholic, and since 1995 with the Holy Spirit School Division, including two terms as chairman. Chris believes that education property taxes should be maintained and that the whole issue needs greater public consultation and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chris Spearman.
Thank you, Trevor. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm proud to have served as a separate school board trustee on our Catholic school board. Serving on a Catholic school board as a trustee, I think, is the purest form of politics. Our school division has had a lot of success, advocating for students, providing them with new opportunities, new facilities, and it is the aspect of my community involvement that I've enjoyed the most. Our public school boards, both in Lethbridge and in the surrounding areas, have had similar records of success and have achievements of their own that they can take a great deal of satisfaction in. In short, our communities have been well served by their school boards. What I'm going to say today are my personal views. Views that I have accumulated over my 13 years of experience as a trustee, and prior to that, with my involvement in school councils, or what was then known as parent advisory councils. But basically, I have a lot of faith in publicly funded school systems. The issue today is education property taxes. The city of Lethbridge is now on record as opposing them, and is recommending to our provincial government that they be eliminated. They passed a motion on October 31st, and there was no prior consultation, as Trevor has said. The first that school boards knew about it was an article that appeared in the newspaper on Friday, November the 18th, authored by Mayor Tarlick, where he spoke about this motion having been passed and this being the city's position. There was a second article on Friday, December the 2nd, in which the headline was school taxes unfair to residents. I would strongly disagree with that, and school taxes or education taxes really provide an excellent connection of the local publicly funded school system to the local community. The process used to develop the city's current corporate position is of particular concern. In our community, we value partnerships and have many examples of successful partnerships between the City of Lethbridge and our school systems. Our school boards were given no notice by the city that the position taken was being contemplated and were only informed through that public media, not only through the newspaper, but not only through the newspaper, but also through the electronic media. I don't mean to be critical. I think it's important to maintain positive partnerships, but I think we do need to have a better method of communication, and I think we need to involve the public on an issue such as this. I'm disappointed with the process that has recently taken place. The failure to consult and receive input has resulted in a poor decision, I think, by the City of Lethbridge and by City Council that does not respect the rights of our education stakeholders and which was based on some fundamental misunderstandings of education funding. What the city had done previously is in the late 1990s they contemplated a similar position. And the AUMA at that time had established a policy which would give municipalities exclusive access to the local property tax base. And at that time, the board chairs of Lethbridge School District 51 and Holy Spirit attended a formal meeting of Lethbridge City Council to express concerns. The City Council went back through their association, went back to the AUMA, and the resolution was modified to municipalities having primary access to the local property tax base. We were pleased with that level of consultation. It doesn't seem to be occurring at this time, but consultation is ongoing. One thing you should know is that the first form of property taxation and assessment in Alberta was established to support local education. This established a tradition of local decision-making with respect to education and accountability to the local residents for the quality of the education system provided. The education property tax, in its present form, is a continuation of that tradition today. Local taxpayers continue to contribute to local education, and the school boards continue to be accountable to their respective supporters in the community. The tax provides a vital link between all taxpayers and the education system. Many of you do not have children currently enrolled in the school systems. It reinforces the principle that all members of the community are responsible for education and that all members of a community contribute to the education of each child. When I was first elected as a school board trustee, the school boards used to determine how much funding was required locally. We used to pass a budget with a locally determined revenue component that resulted in a locally determined educational mill rate. That has now changed. The province of Alberta recognized some inequities in that system, that there were richer municipalities than others, and they established what they call the Alberta School Foundation Fund, which pools the education taxes and redistributes the funding to school boards on a per-pupil basis. So no matter where you live in Alberta, each student is funded on more or less an equal basis. This pooling provides equity, and at the same time, what happens is the municipalities send the money to the provincial government four times a year. In the case of separate boards, the money is sent directly to the separate school board. The education property tax uses an equalized mill rate to levy the tax on local property owners throughout the province, and the separate school boards have chosen to this point to use the same mill rate. Funds previously collected on behalf of public school boards are now sent directly to the province, as I've said, and taxes levied by opted-out separate school boards are sent directly to the local separate school board. The provincial government tops up the funding with revenue from other sources so that all school boards receive that funding on an equitable per student basis no matter where they're located. So In 2004, 36% of education funding came from the education property taxes. that percentage has been eroding over time. And what's happened is the education mill rate has remained fixed, and in most communities you have a graph that looks sort of like this, with the red line being the local municipal tax and the blue line being the local education mill rate. So you can see the municipal taxes are going up and the local or the education property tax is going down. So it's becoming a smaller proportion of your total tax bill. One thing you should know is that education taxes, in terms of Catholic residents, they are a constitutional right. They were in the Constitution Act of 1867. They were continued and they form part of Sector 17 of the Alberta Act. So Section 17 of the Alberta Act reinforces the ordinances and the constitutional rights of the minority, or the Catholics in this case, to support their education system through direction of their taxes. So arguments for the education property tax are that property taxes are that vital connection between school boards and their electors. You elect school board trustees. There needs to be some responsible accounting for the public funds that they expend on your behalf into the local tax system. Education property taxes provide a mechanism for direct accountability of those school board trustees to their electors for the quality of education provided. Education property taxes provide a clear link between taxation and your representation on those school boards, the most fundamental principle of any democracy. Education property taxes create a structural interest in the local school board, so you have people to go to when you're dissatisfied or when you have issues with the local school board. Education property taxes, through your declarations, support school division population projections. So by directing your taxes, the school boards know basically what proportion of the local population will be attending them, and that allows for longer-term planning. Education property taxes support the conclusion of the Alberta Learning Commission recommendation 94 of the Learning Commission was that school boards must have a stable source of funding. And so education property taxes in their current form basically were supported by the Learning Commission in its report just 2 years ago. For opted-out Catholic separate school boards, or basically separate school boards, the declaration by the electors is a record of the extent of support by the electors for the separate system. I think that's important. There's roughly 25% of the population are deemed to be Catholic, and it's important to maintain a separate role of people for the constitutional reasons of exactly who's supporting the separate system. And they do recognize and affirm the constitutional right of the Catholic separate boards to collectively access the assessment base through requisition in order to support the minority system. So that access is a historical, constitutional right that does provide stable funding for educating future generations and should be supported by all Albertans. Catholics believe that not only through their constitutional right should they be able to support their system, but that public school system supporters should have the same right to support their local education system. I'm concerned that the city's current position does not consider the constitutional rights of separate school supporters, and I think the moral rights of public school supporters to support their own school system. I think we can't just give away rights that we have had for 150 years. I think people have to stand up and say, we need to support our local education system. It's not good enough to support education when other revenues basically vary with the price of oil or depend on gambling revenues. That's not the way we support a quality education system. So what needs to happen now? I think our city council needs to hear from the local electorate that their current position is untenable, that education is respected in this community, that it's supported by taxpayers. It's hard to tell people you should pay taxes, but I think we get good value for our education systems in this city. Our education systems are one of the drawing cards to the city of Lethbridge. When we're trying to attract businesses and employees to Lethbridge, we can look to our education systems with pride and say, you can bring your families here. We have excellent education systems. They're supported through your local taxes. They're a vital part of this community. There needs to be a greater public discussion of this issue. This issue shouldn't quietly be happening. Motions shouldn't be passed that the public has no prior notice of. There needs to be that greater, broader public consultation before something of this magnitude takes place. I think there is potentially a real risk to the education systems. I really would be concerned. I think back to 1994 when we had the cuts in the education system. We had rollbacks. We eliminated programs. The province was in some financial difficulty, and that occurred because of a significant reduction in the price of oil. I think we need to promise our children and our children's children that we will always have a high-quality education system that doesn't depend on the price of oil or proceeds from gambling. Albertans believe that health and education are their two top priorities. Those two priorities are not provided by the city of Lethbridge. They're provided by the province of Alberta and our local education system. We need stable funding for education. As one of these priorities, we have to have that stable source of reliable funding. Local property taxation is the most appropriate source of education financing. Has always been historically, and should always be in the future. I believe strongly the position taken by our City Council does not reflect the views and beliefs of the citizens of Lethbridge if they're given the opportunity to reflect on this matter. It ignores that long-standing tradition of local support for publicly funded education. The education property tax provides that local accountability for the quality of education provided in your community by locally elected school boards. I have with me a booklet in which we produce every year, and I know other school systems do the same thing, in which we report on how our students are doing in our school system, how we're spending your money, the progress we've made, and we include that type of information in our reports to the local community. So in terms of the accountability pillar, there's a page in these booklets where we say, this is where we were, and this is where we're going, and this is where we have made improvements, and this is where we have challenges. We make those reports every year to our community, and that's because we respect the fact that you pay taxes to support our education system. We believe the City of Lethbridge adopted its current position based on, or I believe that the City of Lethbridge adopted its current position based on a flawed understanding of the education property tax. They were discussing it in terms of it being a provincial tax. The provincial ASFF is the pooling mechanism that distributes property taxes to promote equity. It is not a provincial tax. We've always had education property taxes. It is a political decision that does not respect the constitutional rights of separate school supporters. I guess if these constitutional rights belonged to any other group, would they be treated so cavalierly? If these rights were rights of Francophones or our First Nations people, would we even be discussing this topic? Separate school supporters believe that public school supporters should have that same right to support their local education system. The quality of education offered in Alberta and in our city should not vary with factors beyond our control. As the Alberta Learning Commission has stated, there needs to be that reliable source and predictable funding for education now and in the future. That, folks, has always been the education property tax. Education property taxes have served this province well for more than 100 years. If the system ain't broke, it's no time to fix it. It should not be the position of the City of Lethbridge to erode support and accountability for education systems. And I have a few quotes here. The Alberta Commission on Learning said, Albertans have consistently said education is one of their top priorities. for us to succeed in giving every child the chance to learn and succeed, for us to have a highly skilled and well-educated workforce, for us to develop the kind of civil society that Albertans want, there is no better investment we can make than in the education and the future of our children. And the Alberta School Boards Association says investing in education is an investment in the future. It provides and ensures that our children will have opportunities and choices. It develops good thinkers, good problem solvers, and good citizens who will have the skills to build a strong economy and a prosperous democratic society. As recently as the last week, the Minister of Education, Jean Twardowski, has written to our school division and said that he supports education and the reliable source of funding for education, that he recognizes that education property taxes have provided that basis in the past, and we hope our government will continue to support education through local education property tax mechanism. Thank you very much for your time today, and I look forward to your questions.